stop, does she? Hello and welcome to episode one of Arcade City's podcast. I'm your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm joined by two lovely gentlemen. One of them has been described as being so negative towards Destiny. He called up his beard buddy, Chuck Norris, to roundhouse kick the shit out of Bungie. Upon entering Bungie's headquarters, it was guarded by the freaky floating head thing from John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little Chinatown. Remember that big floating head thingy?
Kind of.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yep.
And after roundhouse kicking the shit out of that, both men became CEOs of Bungie and changed the company name to Beardy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Paul Newton.
Good evening.
How are you, Paul?
Not as beardy as I was last week.
No, but it still looks pretty awesome.
Thanks. Not as good as yours, though.
How's, well, it's debatable. It's good.
Well, yours is pretty sexy.
And how's Chuck?
Chuck's good.
You tell him I miss him.
Yeah, sends his regards.
Don't want him to hurt me.
He said hello all the way from where he was, and you can still hear him.
Are all the rumours true? Not the big penis ones, the other ones.
What, the...
About him just being really aggressive. So what's everybody? These beers are going down well, aren't they? And the other man with me was once described as getting so angry on FIFA 15, his rage created a black hole in his living room. He then proceeded to throw his pad into said black hole, which inside went through a process called spaghettification. The atoms in the plastic and metals were stretched to an infinite, thus creating a new star aptly named Fuck You FIFA. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Martin Ekrod.
I don't know what to make of that intro.
I wasn't
expecting these intros at all, man.
Well, they just were written down for me to read. I don't know who wrote them, but there you go. How are you both? All right?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
Excellent.
You got your beers?
Yeah, yep, got a beer. Already. Yeah.
Good.
It's not the low-calorie one you promised, but it's...
Well, not in my house. Full fat! How have the last couple of weeks been to you both? Not gaming-wise, we'll talk about that in a minute, but you both been up to much?
Well, I've been running with you, haven't I, Matt?
Oh, we have. We did some running.
We went for a run yesterday, didn't we?
What did we do?
We went cross-country for 6K, which for me is unheard of. I can usually muster about 5 or 6 on the treadmill, but doing actual running, 6K, yeah.
We ran into some sheep.
We did. Lots of feces.
Some horses, didn't we?
Yeah.
If that doesn't give away a bit of our location, I don't know what would.
We're not in Wales.
Certainly,
lots of sheep.
Certainly not in the
city.
Yeah,
I've generally been all right, thanks, mate. Yeah.
Good, that's pretty cool. Right, well, I thought we'd start.
You're not
by...
going to ask how Mark's week.
Well,
just fuck you, Mark.
Collectively, how have your week's been? And Mark, you just.
I work in retail. I work in retail, so it's always going to be pretty fucking terrible.
Okay, well, hopefully that'll change soon. Should we talk about some news? Because a lot's happened in the last couple of weeks, which I just wanted to touch on. I've got a few items here that I want to talk about. It was the Tokyo Game Show the other week. Did you guys catch any footage of that?
Some of it.
Or anything?
Yeah. Mostly, I've been watching Evil Within.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There were a couple of things that really stood out to me. There was the... did you see the Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer? No. With Quiet, the... Did you not see that?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Tell me you two.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast has become a solo podcast. there was a trailer for Metal Gear Solid 5. It was awesome. It was another gameplay trailer, and right. They basically had Snake running away from lots of baddies that were coming in.
Baddies?
But it showed the
baddies.
The baddies.
So retro.
Baddies.
The
it's baddies. Also being made by Disney. This
Jafar was a bad guy.
But the thing that was really cool about it was the fact that it had a character called Quiet in it, which is the girl with the big boobs.
Of course, the girl with the big boobs.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, that's what drew my attention. And okay. She's actually on your side, and she helps you, and she snipers you. And there's this bit where Snake throws a grenade, and you can do this. So it was all somebody playing in Japan, and he threw a grenade, and he threw a grenade by this helicopter, and she shot the grenade. And the grenade flew into the helicopter and blew it up. It was the most jistacular, spectacular thing.
Sounds like something out of Die Hard, doesn't it?
It was fucking immense.
Nice.
Bruce Willis ain't got shit on that.
Would Chuck Norris be able to do that, do you think?
Yes.
Chuck Norris wouldn't even need a sniper. He would just look at it
or
and
a grenade.
Explode.
Chuck Norris could do anything on that. It's pretty impressive. And the other trailer that they showed, which hit home for me as well, was the Final Fantasy 15 trailer as well. I don't know if you saw.
I'm not gonna lie, I've never really played a Final Fantasy.
Well, that's
not
just,
my
that
thing.
Just needs to stop.
Not my thing. If I'm honest, that's gonna enrage a lot of people.
The only Final Fantasy I've played is Final Fantasy X.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
It was, yeah. I was never really into turn-based RPGs. So.
Well, it all got a bit crap after 10. They did 10-2, didn't they?
So why did they not just go on to 11? Because each one's a different storyline, isn't it?
Final Fantasy X was the last big one on... Well, it wasn't actually the last big one on PlayStation 2. Final Fantasy 12 was the last one on PlayStation 2. But Final Fantasy 10, Final Fantasy 11 was online. Final Fantasy 12 was the last big one on PlayStation 2. 13 is obviously the big one that was on 360, and then that spawned two sequels. 14 is another online one that no one talks about. And then 15 is the one that's coming out soon. But it looks awesome, because in the trailer, it was just these like four Japanese dudes just driving around in a car, just chilling out.
Okay.
I thought that was awesome. And then just fighting some bad guys. They'd pull up. It was like a Merc or something. They'd pull up, lock their car, and go over and just start slashing some monsters, which looked really cool.
Nice.
If you're into that sort of thing.
I remember seeing a trailer for a Final Fantasy game, E3 2012, I think it was.
Yeah. Which Final Fantasy? So that would have been...
I don't think it ever materialised. I think it was...
13-2?
Possibly.
Okay.
I don't think so, but a lot of the action looked like it was real-time and not turn-based. I don't know if that's just the way it was filmed, but
it hasn't really been turn-based since Final Fantasy X, to be honest.
Right, okay, so it's all real-time battles now, is it?
Well, it's all, you sort of, I think 12 was the big one to sort of stop it, and they had it where you run into a battle, and it's literally all sort of done, so it's a bit like Zelda sort of thing, but the whole sort of turn-based, you take a turn, I'll take a turn. More very amicable about it. Have a cigarette as well whilst we're doing it. That all stopped after 10.
Right.
And then after that, it was just, it was all just kind of in the moment, just sort of doing it.
They don't seem to be as hyped up as they used to be, the Final Fantasy game.
No,
I think the series has kind of lost its mustard a little bit.
I think it lost a lot of its charm after Final Fantasy 10, because then they wanted to go online, because at this point, World of Warcraft was starting to have a lot of success. And they had, what did they also have around that time? The Matrix Online, don't know if you remember that.
No one ever played it.
Short-lived, Matrix Online. They had City of Heroes was fresh to be coming out as well, which didn't do very well either. Mind you, just drawing a blank at all
these. Monolith made the Matrix Online. Monolith made that, didn't they?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Apparently it was really bad. Again, didn't really see or watch any of it. But
okay.
That was Final Fantasy 15.
Cool.
Right, carrying on. What have I got next on my list? Despite being bought by Microsoft, Minecraft Vita has been handed over to Sony and 4J Studios for Mojang for final testing. Minecraft Vita will be released as a cross-buy title, meaning if you own the PlayStation 3 version already, you can download the Vita version for free. That's quite interesting, actually, because...
That is quite interesting.
Yeah, I think they'd
I guess
be missing
they
out on...
Pulling, though, were they?
Yeah, they'd miss out on way too much revenue.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's been due to come out on Vita for quite a while, and was always...
If I was going to play the game, I probably would get it on a portable system.
I think a lot of people would, and I think it will do extremely well on Vita.
Yeah, I mean, they could not release it on Vita, but they miss out on a load of money.
The only thing is, they haven't really marketed it enough. I don't really feel like there's much marketing going into it. I've seen no billboards, no TV adverts.
I don't think it's needed, though, that's the problem.
You reckon it's just...
It's huge, everyone knows it. And also I think that's part of the charm as well, because if you start plastering billboards everywhere, all of a sudden it's not an indie title, even though it hasn't been for a while.
Interesting, since Microsoft bought it. So do you think Sony, on the Sony platforms, it won't get its updates as often, or what do you think?
Yeah,
again, they'll
be
missing out.
I think they're
going to pay as much attention on the other platforms as they will on the Xbox One and PC.
I think Microsoft are in a great position just to be taking a big steaming dump on Sony by doing this and keeping it up to date and keeping the updates fresh and things. The worst thing they could do is pull away from Sony.
Well, all of a sudden they look like the big corporate company that everyone expected them to be when they bought out Mojang. So if they're sensible, they'll retain that brand identity of being an indie title, an indie company. And then it will continue selling.
If they're sensible, Microsoft don't have a great history of buying small developer. Well, I say small developer, established developers, and then keeping them. I think Rare is a great example of that. You know, Banjo-Kazooie, GoldenEye, Microsoft buy them, and all of a sudden they're doing.
Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts.
Kinect Sports. No, not was it so much
grabs,
that.
Grabbed by the Ghoulies.
Kinect Sports and all that. They did all that. That's the most recent thing. And there was talk of Banjo-Kazooie 3. I know there's been lots of rumours and things, but nothing's really been officially said.
No.
So it's all sports and things, which obviously, you know.
Not what Rare are known for, really, is it?
No.
No.
They're known for James Bond.
Get back to making James Bond, Rare.
Yeah.
And a bear that can play a banjo. Which is incorrect.
And sweary squirrels.
That was great.
Oh, what a great game.
Thursday.
Such a good game.
I'll say it was a great game as if I played it loads. I think I had a quick go on it around a mate's house and then that was it.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all you need.
That's all you need, absolutely.
I recommend playing it through to the end one day.
What, Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Yes. It's an incredible game.
Is there lots of... Because I just remember
hilarious.
Seeing
it's,
boxes on N64 in the stores.
It's full of swearing and...
18.
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't ever buy it.
It's full of swearing and great... It's not, they're not even references to films. They completely rip off
everything.
Alien, Matrix.
Do they?
Saving Private Ryan. Pretty much every major film you can think of, they rip off and take the piss out of it, and it's brilliant. There's no subtlety involved at all. It's
we need to play that. Yeah. I want to play that.
Yeah.
It's great. That it's a great good. Game.
We'll get it sorted. You've
still got your Xbox, haven't you?
Xbox.
Yeah, they re-released it on the 360.
Really?
No, they didn't. No, I'm talking out my bum. They released it on the Xbox. But you might be able to play it on the 360.
On the marketplace.
On the marketplace, yeah.
Was it a retail game for the Xbox?
Yes,
it must have been.
Yeah, it was.
Xbox Live at this point was...
Now that is a potential Let's Play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Great game.
And we will look into that, listeners.
If you want to see us play some retro games, we could see what we could conjure up, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Well, there is arcade in the title, we should play some.
Well, they should, absolutely. Let us know what you want us to play. podcast@arcade-city.com. Get on that shit. Right, ready? Players have... Well, for the next news item. Damn it, Paul. Trampling all over my... Right. Next other news item I have here. Players have found a loot cave on Destiny, which was quickly shut down by Bungie. Players were exploiting the unpatched area by quickly killing quick-spawning mobs for high-end gear. Did you guys hear about
this? Well, that's the only way you're ever going to get any gear in that game, isn't it, let's be honest.
Now, I know that the three of us aren't massive fans of Destiny, but for the interest of people listening, let's try and remain
I know it has its fans.
Optimistic.
Well, the thing is...
Here we go.
Right.
Oh dear.
If the objective of the game was just to have fun, then why the fuck would you need to spam a loot cave? That just means all you're playing it for is to get an endless amount of loot. Mm. Do you really enjoy... Is that where enjoyment comes from?
Multiplayer games.
Is there really any enjoyment?
It's literally just a random cave. I mean, the way that I see it, because I haven't really read too much into it.
People didn't even realise what was going on.
Some random
just
like obviously walked past this cave, was like, oh, I wonder what's in here. Went in, started shooting, was like, oh, a fuckload of gear. And then just went on Facebook, that shit, YouTube.
There's more gear in this cave than what there are in the other four planets that I've played. Look at all this legendary gear. And by that, I mean there's four bits of gear in here.
But have you seen that's in the pictures?
Yeah,
there's like loot everywhere.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. But Bungie quickly closed it down. But then players have been finding other caves and things. And it's literally, my understanding is that... Don't look at my notes. My understanding is that enemies just spawn extremely quickly, right. So they're shooting them, they're dying, and they're dropping loads and loads of shit.
And it happens over and over again.
It happens over it quickly, right, okay. quickly, sort of thing. So people have just been exploiting it to the point where Bungie are like, oh, that's not what we made the game for, that's not what we designed it for, and then shut it down, for whatever reason.
Yeah,
fair play.
I think you're really enjoying the game that much if you have to do something like that.
Yeah. Now, I've still got my copy of Destiny. Mark, you've still got yours.
Yeah.
Paul... You got rid of that, didn't you?
Yes.
I'm going to keep mine.
Fair enough.
I'll go back to it. It's just massively underwhelming.
You've spoken about this before, Matt, and you say it's a 10-year plan.
That's what they pitched it as. It's a long, long game.
But
it's...
I can't help but think that it's okay. They might do slight variations on the missions, but it's always going to be essentially the same game. Maybe some new levels, some new skins, some new guns.
Yeah,
but the gameplay is not going to evolve that much.
You know as well as I do that you will eventually buy it again. When I tell you.
Is this
maybe for a fiver.
Is this 10-year plan DLC based?
Yeah. Well, it's updates and free updates and things.
They're not going to do it for nothing, are they?
That's my issue. So
look how long Warcraft's been going. World of Warcraft.
I was saying to you earlier, it makes me feel quite sad that a talented developer like Bungie is going to put their next 10 years... into this one game when they could be making They might branch out and do other stuff. I hope they will.
Yeah, they will. They'll do other things. You know, I mean, Halo wasn't their first game as a studio. Yeah. No. They'll branch out, they'll do other things. Destiny has made them a fuckload of money.
Yeah.
Fuckload of money.
Just go show what good marketing does for you.
Yeah, absolutely. They marketed the shit out of that.
80 million, wasn't it? They spent on marketing.
So, yeah, and you know, it's paid off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I think the general consensus is decent.
Yeah, it's
no way near as good as it maybe should or could have been, but
not a bad
reason,
game.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Not
people
a
are
great
enjoying
game.
It, aren't they? People are enjoying it, and that's all that matters.
It's
really.
It's a good game. Not a bad game, not a great game, a good game.
Yeah, you would not be able to come out and say it's a bad game.
No, no, it's not a bad game. It's just not my cup of tea.
There's like mechanics alone.
I gave it a go. I thought I could get into it. And
you gave it a good go.
I gave it a bloody good go.
That's what's important.
Bloody good go.
FIFA 15 released in the UK last Friday and is dominating the charts.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The highly anticipated football simulator has had a major hand in pushing Xbox One consoles into outselling PlayStation 4 consoles. Did you both... Do you know that?
That's news to me, but that's interesting.
So Xbox Ones, at the moment, are outselling PlayStation 4s.
Are they doing a special package?
So they did
the
that thing,
One.
Yeah, they dropped it £20.
Right.
It's an exclusive, timed only. So £20 down gets you, I think it's, I'm probably going to be wrong now, I think £330 gets you Xbox One and FIFA. Microsoft marketed the shit out of that, and everyone's getting FIFA. Most people are getting FIFA.
Yeah, well, I mean, the seeds were sowed the year before Z3, when they announced that they were going to be going into partnership with EA. And now it's finally bearing fruit.
They did all that crap, didn't they?
Yeah,
EA.
Exactly.
We love EA, and everyone was like, "This means nothing." Microsoft.
And now all of a sudden, Microsoft
Yeah,
fair enough.
Absolutely. So that's the Microsoft. Mark, you've got. And we're going to talk about FIFA in a minute, but you're writing a review for the site for FIFA.
I am indeed. Yes, of course.
Are you liking it so far? I know that you are our resident football player.
Yeah, if you. I don't want to say too much because obviously we've got a review. However, it's
more of the same.
Sum it up in one word. Go.
Generally more of the same.
That's
not one word.
Four. That's more than three words.
Okay, one word.
I've been drinking.
One word, familiar.
Okay.
Good word.
I said I'll go into more detail, I'm sure. But...
Controversial. Last Friday, Sony announced Far Cry 4 bundle deals for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3 in Europe. No prices have been released yet for the bundles, but we can expect more details soon. Far Cry fans, did you play Far Cry 3?
Loved it.
Yeah? Did you finish it?
I did.
All the way through.
I have not played Far Cry.
So I had a quick go on it, but it was at the time that I was... What was I playing? I was playing something. I was really engrossed in another game at the time.
Well, was it last November or was it 2 years ago it came out? No, it must have been 2 years ago it came out, I think.
Yeah, it's a couple of... Yeah, a couple
November
of years ago.
2013.
I mean, it got great reviews, great game, Ubisoft. They did their standard... you have to get to the top of this tower.
It's Ubisoft Montreal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the French on it. Sorry. You have to get to the top of this tower and get up there.
Unlock the red of the map.
Unlock the area and voila, you have an AK-47. Of course, you can get up there now and see the rest of the map.
Great game.
Yeah.
So I haven't actually played any of them, and yet I'm really looking forward to 4.
We need to get into it. I'm definitely getting it.
And yet I'm really absolutely getting it.
It looks amazing.
Have you seen all the trailers? There was that racial controversy about
the villain.
Wasn't there? The villain and things. Yeah. But I think Ubisoft have just kind of brushed it off the shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get that sort of vibe at all when I watched it.
A lot of villains tend to be pretty racist stereotypes. Yeah, nothing new in the world of American entertainment.
I'd be amazed if they get a better villain than Vaz from the third one, though. Vaz from Far Cry 3 was awesome.
Now, I remember him being a bit of a badass, because I played the first, I think, 20 minutes of it. And when you're sort of sneaking through, and it's pretty
he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's definitely in like my top 10 video game villains of all
time. Ooh, that's a good feature. Top 10
video game villains
of all time. Yeah, that's not a bad chat. So we're Far Cry fans, yeah?
I'd say
you and me, Mark, we've never played it. Not really.
Expectant fans.
One, very good. Never finished it, but very good.
Yeah.
Two, also very good. Never finished it. Three, excellent. Finished it. Four, looks very good. Definitely intend on finishing it.
You can ride elephants.
You can ride elephants. You can send them into battle, can't you? You can
you,
use
what?
Them.
Really?
You can't send them into battle, but you can use them to...
Go, Dumbo, go! Go on, Nelly! Turn on that man over there!
Turn that man over there! So, okay, Far Cry 4, that's good. Other releases I know that we wanted to talk about quickly were Hyrule Warriors and Super Smash Bros. 3DS. Paul, Hyrule Warriors, you said earlier that you're definitely not getting that. Not with a northern accent, because you're from the south, so...
I would get it, but I've actually had to pack my Wii U away. Not because what? I don't love my Wii U.
You get rid of it?
I'm not getting rid of
Mate,
it.
Mate, I'll buy that shit.
I'm keeping it.
Okay, all right.
For Metroid and Zelda, when they eventually make a Metroid game.
Ain't coming.
It will one
this
day.
Is Nintendo.
They are going to make a Metroid. Oh, no. I don't have room under my TV for a PlayStation 4, a PlayStation 3, an Xbox 360 and an Xbox One.
You need to get rid of the Xbox 360.
I'm still playing games on it, though.
Yeah, but put it in your room. That's what I've done.
If I'm honest...
I've only got one TV.
Yeah. Get two TVs!
Well, fuck you.
if I'm honest, I'm pretty disappointed I sold my Xbox 360. I'm already missing...
You can borrow mine.
Several
no,
games.
Actually, no, you can't.
Left 4 Dead, RIP. It's a sad
I've
day.
I've been playing Resident Evil Code Dead. Veronica.
Oh, you have, haven't you? So tell us a little bit about... Actually, no, wow. Wait. Hold that thought. Hold
okay,
that thought.
Right, have we got we'll what you're
we've,
playing
we've got,
section?
We're
okay,
going to
we'll,
talk
we'll
about
save
what
that,
we're playing.
We'll save
hold
that.
That's for, hold
but,
that for.
Yeah, Hyrule Warriors. It's the sort of game that I would get when it's cheap and maybe pull my Xbox, my Wii U out of the cupboard. Right?
I mean, it looks amazing. The stuff I've seen looks fantastic. Yeah. Not again.
It's supposed
I don't
to be a big
Wii
love
U.
Letter to Zelda fans, which, you know... That's,
it got decent
reasonable.
Reviews. It wasn't
reasonable,
too bad.
Reasonable. I think better than people that were expecting, actually.
And Smash Brothers.
Played the demo.
Oh yeah,
enjoyed
you
got, it.
You told me about that today.
Played the demo on the 3DS.
Yeah. I need to download it's that.
Solid game.
My 3DS. I told you about my 3DS breaking. Didn't I? The screen.
Didn't
I,
you
I
bring
it
back
to
life though?
No.
So right, this is a funny story. How I bought
you
it.
You broke
back
it.
To life.
Brought it back to life. Broke it again. Is that right?
My 3DS died on me. It decided that it wouldn't. It just wouldn't get my tapping on it, so it wasn't working.
Okay.
So I read somewhere online that this Blake, I think it was Russian, just a stereotype, was like. Oh, you've got to hit it really hard. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, obviously, no, I'm not doing that to start with. But, you know, looking at it, and I was like, no, fuck it. So I literally, I got my knuckle, you know, as if you're knocking on the door, and just went bang, bang, bang on the screen 3 times. Works like a charm.
And it still works.
And it works fine now. Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely. I can carry on with Zelda. But
that's the Nintendo certified fix as well.
It was the Nintendo 3. It was that magic 3. You know, you kill a boss with 3 hits. I said, works. Done.
Nice.
That's it.
So you're
going to
finish Zelda finally?
I will get around to it eventually. It
took me 2 playthroughs, dude. I'm sure you can finish it.
Are you serious? I'm on about my 7th playthrough.
It's a short game.
Just got the bomb bag, I think.
The thing is, I get so invested in Zelda games, I can literally play them for hours, and before you know it, I've finished it.
Yeah.
I just love them so much.
Mark, you haven't played much Zelda games, have you? No, actually, you had a SNES when you were a kid, didn't you? But then you didn't do much SNESing. It was more Susie. No, you borrowed it.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused in all my
stories. My first console really was PlayStation 1.
Oh, you missed out.
Yeah. Being relatively young, I have missed out on a lot of gaming.
Well, we're gonna bring that back. We're going to do some retro sessions.
I think we should.
And we're going to get you to play some Pac-Man. And
Pac-Man, you can get on fucking Google Chrome.
Well, we're going to do that. If you can do Pac-Man Google. Did you know that? The silence says it all. You can actually do a Pac-Man Google.
Wait, what?
Google Pac-Man. People can do this. Google Pac-Man, right. And there is an actual Google Pac-Man that you can do, and he goes around the Google logo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a great way of procrastinating when you're at work.
Is that a little bit like doing a barrel roll?
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Mm. Barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll and the page.
That was for one day on. I think it was.
I think you still do it. You still do it.
No,
you can still do it.
There's loads of Google shit
like
that.
I don't know if it'll work on your phone.
No, certainly not on iPhone.
No, I thought that was just for one day and then it stopped.
No, you can carry on doing it.
My God, I'm going to try that as soon as we.
Right, let's wrap this podcast up.
Let's get on with this now. Right, anyway, Smash Bros. 3DS. Are you going to be purchasing
on the Wii U? So that will be the game that I pull my Wii out of the wardrobe for when they eventually
the 3DS,
decide
no.
to bring it out. Well, the thing is, to me, Mario Super Smash Bros. Is more of a couch multiplayer game.
It is.
Than an
it
online
is.
Multiplayer
so
game.
So it's by friends, yeah.
Yeah, so 3DS, not an option for me. I'm the only one in my house that's got one, so
yeah.
I'll
wait
you
for
in the house.
Yes, but I'm the only one that's got a 3DS. Listen to me, boy.
I don't know why, but the way you said it, it just sounded like there was like 10 of you at home.
No, the other half has a DS, not a 3DS.
Is she?
Yeah.
Did you fucking tell her to upgrade? We love you, Hayley. Yay. Right, moving on. Sony have announced they are shutting down their PlayStation Home servers from March 31st, 2015.
I'm not even aware what the fuck PlayStation Home is. Is it like Habbo Hotel?
So,
isn't it their version of Sims?
Did you not play it?
No.
Is it their version of Habbo Hotel?
What the hell's that?
Oh my god, you grew up in the 90s, surely?
Yeah, I did, but Habbo Hotel.
Habbo Hotel. Look that shit up.
Hobo Hotel.
Habbo Hotel.
Habbo.
Paul,
heard of it. I'm just repeating what you
said. Maybe
saying.
This is just my,
as in the band Habba.
Maybe it's just my hits, generation.
It says Hammer Hammer Mamma Mia. No,
you're taking piss out of me. Trust me, more people will know this than don't know.
Yeah, fair
but
enough.
Anyway,
fair enough. Yeah.
You at home, comment.
So,
if you have heard of Habbo Hotel, right? Matt
email
is,
us.
Matt is a prick.
Yeah, great.
That'll
Let's do.
That. Thanks for replies.
PlayStation Home was basically... So when I got my first PlayStation 3, I bought a second-hand one. And the first thing I did when I got it is I downloaded PlayStation Home. And I'm pretty sure, Mark, I showed you this when you came to visit me when I lived up north.
Maybe, yeah.
Basically, what it is it's like The Sims, if you like. You have your own avatar that you can create. Obviously, I made mine look hunch as shit. Live in a big mansion, and you can go to the park, and you see other avatars of other people walking around. Imagine like a massive multiplayer online hub, if you like.
You don't actually do anything.
Well, you just chat to people. You can buy things with currency that was fucking expensive. You can play chess with people in the park.
Okay.
But it was popular, and then it didn't really take off as much as it was going. And it's certainly got to the point now where Sony has realised we need to cut our losses and get rid of it. So,
is PlayStation Home a code word for PlayStation Vita?
No.
No. Right, okay.
What made you think that?
the Vita is a handheld game console.
You obviously don't get the gag.
I'm just going to take this beer away from
you. No, what I'm trying to say is...
Oh, God, you need a refill.
They pretty much have... Are they not just doing the same thing with the Vita?
This is you literally see your avatar walking around.
I know what it is. I'm saying the situation is similar to the situation of the PlayStation Vita.
What, slowly dying?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. In that context, yes.
Wow. Point missed.
Yeah. Just have visions of little Vitas walking around. Do you want to play chess?
I think I need another beer.
I think you do need another beer, don't you? In the fridge?
No, wait until we're done.
Right, we'll wait until we're done. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, moving on. Warner has released details of Shadow of Mordor's season pass content and price. The pass will cost you $19.99 in the UK and includes various story missions, challenge modes, ruins, skins, and some other crap not yet announced.
Yeah, I think I'll just play the actual game.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the game.
Yeah,
I fucking hate DLC and season passes.
Yeah.
Release a full game.
Well, they need to make money. Think of it as a business model. You release the game, yeah, great, £40, yeah, that's great. We need to make more money off this. Season pass.
How did games companies do before DLC? Well, I imagine, all right.
Windows updates?
What?
I don't know. That's our mind sweep.
I see why they do it, but I for me to buy a season pass has to be a very special game.
You bought the season pass for Bioshock Infinite, didn't you?
No, I didn't buy the season pass. I bought the two downloads.
Well, wasted some money there.
There's
Mr.
a difference,
Newton.
And I'm going to explain myself. Bioshock and Bioshock Infinite are two of the best games I've ever played, in my opinion.
What about the second one? Oh, I love the second one. It was great. You play as a big
gameplay
daddy.
Wise,
what's not to like
gameplay
about
wise, it's an improvement over the first one, but storyline wise, I wanted to be invested in the world more, so I downloaded the extra two games. That's different to...
And you said they're really
good. Yeah, they are. They're excellent games, and they're almost like two separate games. So it's not like you're just paying for something which is the same. It's a continuation of the story.
Yeah, it has to be
special.
A great bit of DLC. Mm. Like, Last of Us Remastered, I got the DLC included. I might have been a bit pissed off even though I thought it was a great addition.
It was fantastic.
Don't tell me about it.
It was really, really, really good. However...
You'd be annoyed if you paid full price
because
it
was very short.
Yeah.
Mm. But lots of people did. Lots of people.
I did. I bought it.
I probably would have done.
Yeah.
Because I wanted any more I could get out of The Last of Us world, but it was a lot of money for not a lot of gameplay.
Really,
I agree.
But what was good. You never
it
bought
was
a
fantastic.
Season pass before though.
I've never bought. A
I've,
season
never,
pass.
I've never bought.
The
a season
only time
pass.
I bought a season pass, and it's a totally different situation, is The Walking Dead. because you're just guaranteed all five episodes.
I don't think that counts. I agree with you.
It's called a season pass, but it's a totally different sort of season pass, isn't it, really?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to The Wolf Among Us. As soon as that's on PlayStation 4 Retail Edition, bang.
Yeah.
Looking forward to
Have you played any of it yet?
No.
I've played the first episode.
I watched someone on YouTube play the first one. And then I thought, actually, I don't want to watch any more because I want to experience it myself.
Yeah, with that sort of game.
Yeah.
You don't play it for the gameplay, you play it for the story.
You haven't played the first one, have you?
No.
So I'm going to buy that on the PlayStation 4 and I will give it to you first so you can play it. And then I'm going to redo it.
He keeps on offering these games to Mark. He's never offered me a free game.
I said I'd buy you Hyrule. No, I didn't. I said I'd buy you Super Smash Brothers.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take you up on that offer then.
No, you buy it. But Shadows of Mordor, we're looking forward to that. Yes. You've got yours pre-ordered.
Mine is pre-ordered.
I'm hoping I'll be playing it this time tomorrow. Fingers crossed.
I have not pre-ordered mine. I'm probably going to wait. And then just buy one of yours.
Are we doing a whole talking thing on Shadow of Mordor now?
Yeah, we'll do it. Oh, go on. We might as
well.
Mate,
I was not excited for it at all about 3 days ago. Saw a couple of reviews, watched a bit of gameplay. I thought, this looks fucking fantastic. Why wouldn't I like it?
It's Lord of the Rings.
I'm not going to go into that, but I am really excited. I'm probably going to offend a lot of people. Lord of the Rings, they're great films, but not that great.
I'm bleeding out.
The only thing that worries me is it's been compared to Assassin's Creed quite a bit, and I've got slightly fed up with those games.
Assassin's Creed. No, it's not. It's not. It looks fucking amazing.
No, it does. It looks great, but the fact that it's being compared
to that
game...
Sorry, I wasn't taking a piss out of you. That's taking a piss out of the internet. Fuck you, internet.
The only thing that worries me is it's being compared to that game more than any other, and Batman Arkham Asylum Origins.
The fighting style apparently is very similar.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think
that's what
I'm
looking forward to.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think about it, I'm like, a game comes out set in a different sort of universe, if you will, playing very much like Assassin's Creed and Batman. Mm. Why would I dislike that?
People
think, oh my god, it's copying that. Well, it's copying gameplay mechanics from two games that have great gameplay mechanics.
Absolutely, two fantastic games. Why would you not want to play that shit?
Yeah.
And the whole Nemesis system sounds fucking awesome.
It looks great. And like, I like the tactic things about like getting the Auruk, whatever, to infiltrate.
Yeah.
Uruk-hai. I will correct you.
Far Cry 3.
I like the idea. So yeah, until about 3 days ago, I couldn't give a shit. I saw loads of stuff and I thought, actually, this looks fucking fantastic, and ordered it that same day.
All right, quick round. What have you pre-ordered it on, Mark?
PlayStation 4.
Paul.
PlayStation 4.
Oh my god. I really need to give my Xbox One some loving.
I've been giving mine some loving this week.
What have you been...
Dead Rising 3, haven't you?
Yeah. We'll come on to that. Hang on. Whoa.
Get ahead of ourselves.
Jumping against. Okay, so. Next. Watch Dogs' first DLC has been released. The package is called Bad Blood, and players get to play as the character T-Bone, which you meet in the main game's story campaign. Now, you've got my copy of Watch Dogs.
Yep.
How far have you got in it?
I completed it. Well, I completed the little story.
You didn't do any of the side missions?
No, I didn't. I did a lot of them, but afterwards. I just wanted to get through the story first.
Paul, you've been very quiet.
Negative Newton,
come on.
I did too many side missions before I concentrated on the story.
I've still got it.
I've still got it. Simply because the trading value is like £3. So you might as well keep hold of it.
What? You're joking? £3?
It's not much. It's not £3.
The problem is, any... Because they all bought them with bundles, essentially. You get console and a bundle.
Yeah.
The game's worth fuck all.
Yeah.
Like Killzone.
I did it with Infamous.
What a mistake that was. Killzone, we won't get onto it too much. I don't want to go off too much on a tangent. But Killzone, visually, absolutely bloody fantastic.
Yeah,
gameplay, quite disappointed. Mm-hmm. I'll be the first to admit with that.
But then 3 wasn't great either. The only good Killzone games, in my opinion, are 2 and Mercenaries on the Vita.
Yeah.
Mercenaries on the Vita is a great little game.
I've heard lovely things about it.
Yeah, it's good. You can borrow my copy if you want, man.
I will. Yeah. I'll borrow all your games.
Yeah, never get them back either.
I gave you Luigi's Mansion back.
You did, after three years.
Gearbox's president has announced via Twitter that Borderlands the pre-sequel has gone gold and is ready for shipping on October the 17th worldwide on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 and PC. Borderlands fans,
also known as this is the game which we spent the money on Aliens Colonial Marines on.
Oh, sore subject. We love Aliens Colonial Marines, don't we, Paul? We made money on that. We bought it for
£3 and sold it for £4.
Woo!
Get in.
Yes.
Huge profit.
What did we get to, the second level?
We played it for 10 minutes, didn't we?
I got to the point where
we just wanted a good laugh, and we certainly had one.
There was an alien that jumped at me. I shot him. He ran off and then glitched in the corner. Was just jerking off in the corner.
Yeah, a bit like Outlast, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, Outlast jerking. Mark, you play much Borderlands? You haven't played Borderlands,
no.
No. Borderlands, I haven't really. I had Borderlands 1, played quite a lot on it. Then I went, something else came along, and I went on something else. But then I really wanted to get Borderlands 2, and I was waiting for a next gen release so I could play it.
Yeah.
But I think now,
I would say just go ahead and pick up Borderlands 2. It's a fucking brilliant game.
I remember you playing
it. It is a fantastic game. Yeah.
But inevitably, at some point, Gearbox will announce Borderlands 3. I would have thought within the next couple of years, so I'll just wait and get that. I think that'll be my Borderlands experience.
Fair enough.
So, PlayStation Plus content was released today for October. Have you guys seen what's available?
Today?
Yeah, today.
No, I've been working all day.
Okay, right.
We can't all
so,
do nothing.
PlayStation 4.
I love it.
On PlayStation 4, we have Dust and Elysian Tale and Spelunky. I've heard great things about Spelunky. I haven't played either of those two. On PlayStation 3, we've got Batman Arkham Origins. PlayStation 3, sorry. Batman Arkham Origins and Chronicles of Mysteria, which I've never heard of.
Yeah. Free?
Yeah, these are free. Yeah.
Arkham Origins is free?
Yeah, on PlayStation 3.
Because I had it on the Xbox and I sold it, I might have to pick that. But it doesn't mean I'm to play through the whole game again.
Did you finish it?
I never finished it.
Well, there you go. It's a great opportunity. And on the Vita, we've got...
Do you guys see a trend here? I love my video games, but I very rarely finish them.
And on the Vita, I've probably scribbled this down slightly wrong, we've got Pix the Cat, which I'm sure my wife will love, and Rainbow Moon.
Is that a sequel to Rainbow Island?
I just think
that makes me quite glad I don't have a PS Vita.
Yeah.
They sound like 3DS games, don't they? They sound very Nintendo.
Yeah. So, a pretty disappointing line.
A poor showing.
And for a bit of trivia, the last news item I want to talk about, Super Mario World... Okay, for the SNES, has a new world record for a single playthrough from start to finish. What do you reckon it is? Start to finish.
12 minutes.
Nope.
I bet it's like hours.
33 seconds.
What? 33 seconds? It takes that time to fucking load the game! It is 9 minutes 50 seconds.
I wasn't that far off.
Yeah, you were actually pretty close. I didn't want to lead that on.
I just thought I'd go the other end of the spectrum.
33 seconds? What the hell?
World 1, go. Done. Just hacked. Oh my god. Right, that's the news done. So, release dates. We've got some. I know that this is
the one I like. This is
the 1st of October. We've got a few release dates. So what have we got? On Friday, we've got Friday, October the 3rd, Shadow of Mordor, yay. Forza 2. There's an Assassin's Creed game as well. Tuesday, 7th of October, we've got Alien Isolation.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Which we're going to do a Let's Play for. Wednesday the 8th, we've got Drive Club. Friday the 10th is Project Spark, Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition, and NBA 2K15.
A lot of games.
Tuesday the 14th, The Evil Within. Friday the 17th, we've got Borderlands, the pre-sequel. Friday the 24th, Bayonetta 1 and 2 on the Wii U. Oh. Tuesday the 28th, Sunset Overdrive. And on Friday the 31st, tune in for our Twitch event, WWE 2K15.
I'm looking forward to
that.
Wait, Friday the 31st of what?
Friday the 31st of October.
Yeah. Halloween.
It's been delayed.
What do you mean it's been
delayed? It's been delayed.
Whoa,
we've been over this several times.
I thought it was delayed from the 15th to the 31st. I thought it was delayed by 2 weeks.
No, that's true. Our editor-in-chief hasn't updated our spreadsheet. I will be onto him at some point. My God. Right, forget that WWE one. Although we are going to Twitch that.
WWE, so. That's going to be the main event, the Royal motherfucking Rumble.
Royal Rumble. We're going to have beer, wings, pizza.
And a roast.
Roast.
So if you,
a roaster.
If you like watching people drink beer and eat and play a video game, please tune in.
Yeah.
Twitch, get on there. And you'll see advertisements right on the side. We're going to have paraphernalia. There's not going to be any paraphernalia. Sorry, Paul.
Why are you saying sorry to me? My mum's watching this, listening to this.
Drink your beer. That's fine.
It's cool. Come on.
That's good. We'll get another one. Mark, when we fridge finished. Is literally just there. I'm
okay, we'll continue with the next one.
Right, yeah. I'll have another beer as well, actually.
Just carry on talking to me, Matt. It's fine.
Paul, what are you playing at the minute? I want to know what you're
playing. I am playing... I'm in my zombie phase at the moment. I've been playing Resident Evil Code Veronica X HD and Dead Rising 3. Both Capcom. Capcom love zombies, don't they?
They do. And what... Right, so Resident Evil, Dead Rising. Pretty sure there's another one. Zombie-centred... game that they did. I might be making that up.
You put me on the spot now. It could be.
I'm
if you know what it is, please write in.
Podcast at arcade-city.com. So you're playing zombie games, Dead Rising. We like a bit of Dead Rising, don't we, Mark?
Yeah.
Play some Dead Rising.
Yep.
Dead Rising. It's all about that dildo launcher.
Can't beat it.
It's the sound effects it makes.
You cannot accuse Capcom of not having a sense of humour.
Why are they so slimy? Why are those dildos so slimy? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, you've got to have some sort of lubricant to fire them out, surely.
Well, is an oil... Okay, stop. So you're playing some zombie games. Anything else?
The demo of Smash Brothers I've played a few times.
Yeah.
Quite enjoyed.
It's good fun.
Yeah. Walking Dead episode 4 I started playing, but I wasn't
season
really...
Season
2.
Yep.
I wasn't really in the mood, so I'm gonna wait for when I'm in the mood for just sort of chilling out and playing it. But yeah, really enjoying my zombie games at the moment.
Yeah, Mark, what are you playing?
FIFA 15, obviously. Yeah, I can't help it. However, I also downloaded The Swapper on PlayStation 4.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about this, because I saw a download code for this in a shop today, and
it is fantastic.
So what's the premise? Explain it to me.
Okay, so you're an astronaut and you...
Yep.
In this sort of space station sort of place. Kind of crazy. And you...
Sounds like Moon.
Basically, it's a puzzle game.
Yep.
And you're allowed to replicate... You can replicate versions of yourself. I think it's 4 or 5.
Like replicants, like Blade Runner?
Yeah, and so... And you can change which body your consciousness is in. And you move one way with your character and all of them move. And so it's a puzzle game based around that premise.
Mm.
And it is just excellent. The...
Who's it made by?
I don't know. I don't look at that.
That was
don't
not really me. Subtle, wasn't it? In the
I didn't bother trying to hide mine. I just...
if you're after a game for like £12, like the production values are terrific. Like, great ambiance and sort of level design.
Nice. Yes. Yeah.
Really good.
I do like a good puzzler every now and then.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I haven't played a puzzle game in a while. And it does exactly what it says on the tin. Really good puzzles. Nice premise. Cool level designs and like overall design.
Nice.
Big fan. But then obviously FIFA as well because
it's FIFA.
Because
and
it's FIFA.
You'll be playing that all year round, I'm sure. And I'm sure we'll have the odd game when I come round and I've had a few beers and I'm like, let's play FIFA. And you'll just cane me 10-0.
Give him a lesson.
I am renownedly shit at FIFA.
So am I. I used to be quite good on the PC.
Oh, FIFA 98. Do you remember when we played it with versus a couple of our mates?
Oh, we went to Matt.
Parry Brothers.
Yeah, we went to Matt's house and played it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Did we?
We played it here.
Was it here?
And we were on the same team. I just remember you crying
all
the time.
God, I'm any sports game, I'm useless at. Unless it's 1080 snowboarding or anything like that, I'm shit at it.
1080 snowboarding. Some Amped 3, we talked about that.
SSX Tricky.
SSX 3 was the best one.
Amped 3.
I still think Tricky because it was like...
It was
I don't know. It was
and the soundtrack.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, it was good. What have you been playing, Matt?
Minecraft.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Minecraft. I'm so addicted. And the really bad thing as well is my wife has really got into
she's
it.
She's played
as well.
It more than you have.
She's played
more than
she's
me. Clocked in a lot of hours.
So I went to bed last night. I'm pretty sure, you know, sometimes when you go to bed and you're in bed and you fall asleep and you wake up and you sort of like, God, I've been asleep for hours. Look at the clock. No, it's not actually that late. Oh, not much going on. Anyway, for what I say. So I had this thing happen last night. That happened. She was still playing Minecraft. It was like nearly midnight. I thought, no, I went to bed quite early because I wasn't feeling very well last night. But she was playing Minecraft. But she's really.
Are you feeling better today?
I'm feeling better today. She's so funny because she's great at building stuff, but she doesn't get the core mechanics of like exploring and things. So,
right.
And in Minecraft, if you've played Minecraft, you can very
is she
easily.
She's playing a simulator version of the village.
Pretty much.
She won't step outside of her little village.
No,
that
she goes on. The thing about Minecraft is, if you can get lost so easily, and it's very easy to get turned around unless you've got your map and you use it properly. So. She built a house, spent 3.5 hours building this house, went away to find some coal, got lost, couldn't find her way back to her house, found another village. So she was like, I'll just build my house here. Spent another 3 hours there. Same thing happened again. Wandered off to get some coal. Couldn't find her house. So somewhere, she built another one.
She's got like a triangle of houses.
So somewhere on her game world, she's got these two massive houses that she's put about 7 hours into.
Now and she can't find her way back.
She's like, can you come into my game and help me find them? I was like, well, where's your map? Well, I don't know.
What?
How'd you make a map? Well, where's your compass? Let's find your spawn point. How'd you make a compass? You need to get some redstone. Where's the redstone? Oh my god! You worked out how to make glass? Fuck, do you know? So anyway, but she's so some Minecraft.
Bless her.
I really need to get back into Diablo 3.
Okay.
On the PlayStation 3, and you and me need to stop playing some more of that. You still got it?
I've still got it.
Good. Yeah. Let's play some more of that. I'm waiting for. I don't think I'll play Shadow of Mordor straight away.
You'll probably just borrow my copy.
Yeah, I'll probably just borrow it.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. I don't think I'll play that straight away, but
it's a good month for games. A decent month.
Oh, it's a fantastic month for games. A
lot of potential, I'd say.
I know we said in the last podcast there was not much going on, but I was very poorly educated and I didn't have my list.
I wish
they
were spread out more. Like,
yeah.
Because I mean this weekend I've got Shadow of Mordor, Forza Horizon 2, which I know I'm just going to walk into a shop and buy it.
You will just buy it.
Of course I'm going to buy it. I haven't pre-ordered it because I'm lying to myself thinking I'm not going to get it. I know full well I'm going to walk into Game or some other shop and just be like, yeah, Forza Horizon.
Do you remember that time I came around to you at your flat and we were playing the demo of Resident Evil 6? And we were both
absolutely slagging it to shit.
And then the next day, I just got this text from Paul just saying, I'm so weak. So what have you done? I bought Resident Evil 6.
Was that the... Yes, but please don't try and get this back off me, a certain video game company, if you hear this. I traded the game in and kept the disc accidentally. But that doesn't matter because I've not found the disc since. So
we got a copy of Resident Evil 6, didn't we? We went halves, bought it. How far did we get?
Oh, it was fucking terrible. Was that the game we got? It was fucking terrible.
The best thing about that game was Leon's levels, but they were still crap.
Even that we couldn't get through.
They were still crap.
It's just the item system was bollocks.
It was all terrible.
How the fuck do I change my gun? Oh, I need to give it to you. I'm fucking dead.
The controls were shit. The graphics were shit.
There was no horror. It was like so dark.
There was no puzzles. Yeah. There was absolutely no puzzles whatsoever. They've just gone for complete linearity.
Hey, Revelations gameplay. Forward to that. You are looking forward to that because you've been talking about
it. I am looking forward to it, but I've been watching gameplay videos of it and I've been watching gameplay videos of The Evil Within.
Mm.
And I know journalists have played The Evil Within and they're like, oh, I don't think it's that great. But the more videos I've seen, the more I am so hyped up for that game.
Yeah, we've got a review of that. I'm not going to play that. I'm not going to play that horror game.
I'm going to get around to playing all of them at some point.
Yeah.
But
what, horror games?
Yeah,
every horror game ever.
I'll find
it. There's so many, all the games coming out.
I'm
going to
find it so
now.
Hilarious if Alien Isolation comes out on Tuesday, and it's been billed as like all the people playing it. Oh, it's so scary. Ends up not actually being that scary, and all the people saying Evil Within. Oh, it's boring. The character doesn't react to anything that happens. It's so generic. I find it so funny if that game comes out and they have reinvented survival horror because it's just so fucking terrifying.
I think it's going to be good. Everything I've seen looks good.
Yeah. I think it will be good. I don't think it's going to be everyone's cup of tea, but I think it's going to appeal to us more than new gamers. I think new gamers are going to be like, I don't like these tank controls.
Absolutely. Good. That's good. And what are you working on for the site at the moment, Mike? Now you're doing your FIFA review. Now I've heard a rumor. I don't play FIFA, so you can confirm this or not. Apparently, Suarez is not playable because of his ban in real life.
So in career mode,
really?
He is banned until I think the 24th of October.
Is there a special button to bite people's ears off when
if only might spice might spice the game up a little bit. Been in there.
And Paul, we've got some let's plays.
Yep.
We're starting next week.
Cool.
Alien Isolation.
Mark, I believe I'm the
pilot.
You're
in the driving seat for that.
Yeah.
That's
something to look forward to.
They should go live pretty quick, which is good. Questions. We actually had a question written in on the email address.
Really?
Yay. Yeah.
Was it from a family member?
No. This is from Dave Williams, and from what I can make out from the town, it's somewhere near Leeds.
That's cool.
So, Dave, if you're listening...
Thanks, Dave.
That's fucking excellent.
Leeds, I'm going to say. And his question is, I've typed it out on here. Hi guys, I've been playing FIFA around a mate's house on Xbox One, and I think it's finally time I took the leap over to a next-gen console. The question is, PlayStation 4 or Xbox One? He then goes on to say, really enjoying the Outlast Let's Plays on YouTube. And then he's put, Matt, you're a pussy, winky face.
Yes.
I like this guy already.
Looking forward awesome. To the looking forward to the site going live. Dave, that was it.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So, yes, I am.
I think we should give him a nice detailed answer here.
Okay. What? Okay, I've got it on PlayStation 4.
Now, just to clarify, I've got an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4.
So have I.
You've got the
I've
same.
I've got both.
Mark, you've got the same as well.
Yeah, okay.
What I might suggest... Okay, there was actually big problems with PlayStation 4 release on FIFA. So when you were online and did an update, the game lagged beyond anything playable. So there was a few fixes, but again, it was pretty inconvenient for people who just brought FIFA back and wanted to play on the PlayStation 4 and
right.
have any sort of online functionality whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Xbox One, I don't know if they fixed it. I've had to change some router settings to get it to work. If you can't be bothered with that, and I don't know what FIFA are doing about it, then EA, sorry, are doing about it, then maybe Xbox One. And also depends what your mates are playing on.
Well, that's the big thing for me.
Yeah.
What
are your mates playing on?
It also
on?
Depends yeah. on the longevity of what you want to get out of the console. If you're strictly getting a console for FIFA, then I would say go Xbox One, because Microsoft have got this partnership with EA, and
yeah.
they've obviously put a bit more effort in than the PS4 version. However... if you plan on playing other games, I just think the PS4 has a stronger lineup.
I think,
personally.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I think PlayStation's got...
If I had to choose now, if someone, you know, not that I'd be at gunpoint, but if someone was like, you need to choose between one of them, or I had to sell one, let's say I had to sell one, I've got to pay for the mortgage back, whatever, the Xbox One would be gone, without even hesitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love my Xbox One, don't get me wrong. I love the games I play in it, Titanfall, I really like Titanfall.
Yeah.
I've got Destiny on there, I do want to really give that some good time. However, if I had to make the choice, the Xbox One would be gone. You know, and a lot of my friends from the 360 era, all of my friends that are 360s, have migrated over to
PlayStation. Well, I was a big 360 player.
So
now.
Well, the three of us
barely touched my PS3.
I mean, yeah.
I've got to say.
Yeah.
It was a multi-platform game, always got on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, whereas now it's completely changed.
Always on the PS4.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I bought my PlayStation 3 solely for the Uncharted series. And then later for The Last of Us, I rebought one for The Last of Us. Sony just seems to be making they're making all the right connections as well. There are some great games that are coming out in the future that they've announced. DayZ, I don't know if you know much about that. That was a fantastic Arma 2 mod for the PC players. That's coming out. PlayStation 4 just seems to, Sony just seems to be making all the right moves with it. Not to say Xbox One is a bad console.
Yeah, Xbox, they've got some promising.
If you like your racing games.
Yeah.
If you like racing games, if you're into football, I don't know, I'm generalising here. A lot of people into football also like driving.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 2 out this week. Could be another thing to sway you getting an Xbox One.
Yeah, possibly. The demo, but then Drive Club is PlayStation exclusive. I think Drive Club tends to, from what I've seen so far,
it's one of those situations. We know Forza Horizon 2 is good. Drive Club, we don't know if it's good or not. Whereas Forza Horizon 2, we know it's a good game.
By things I've been reading about Drive Club, I get the impression it's in a bit of trouble, because it's not. There hasn't really been much shown about it. It's a bit like.
It's always worrying when the buzz dies down before release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were saying that about Alien Isolation last week, though, and the buzz has gone up through the roof.
It's because of those new trailers that they've released. They've just come back.
I'm trying to think. I think it was The Walking Dead Survival Instinct.
Oh.
It was loads leading up, and then about a week before it came out, it all went very quiet, because I think they realised they'd made a complete turd.
A big steaming dump.
I think that was quite...
I almost want to play that.
They think, look, this is not a good game. We sink loads into the marketing. I don't think we're going to see it back.
Yeah. It just got released, didn't it? It was just out.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday, I think it was. Bang, it was in the shops. I was like, what the fuck is this doing out?
Yeah.
And then I remember, I went on YouTube and had a look at some reviews, and people were doing Let's Plays of it and talking through it. And even the guys doing the Let's Plays were like, well, I just literally just bought this in a shop. Really weird. And they were just like, oh, look, there's a zombie glitching in a shed.
Yeah, right. You got to worry when it dies, because the company obviously know something's wrong.
Aliens, Colonial Marines, Paul.
Alien Isolation's
got
to
be good.
It wouldn't matter if it got plugged.
Let's not put it to...
If it didn't get plugged for 2 months, I'd still be excited for it. I just...
Yep.
Anything set in that world and universe is It's got to be great. It looks apart like from Alien Colonial
Marines. It looks like it captures the spirit of the film. Fantastic. Anyway, we've kind of gone off topic here.
I think we have.
I think the answer is a unanimous PS4 for Dave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dave, if you're listening, PlayStation 4, that's a triple decision right there. And that's pretty much it. That pretty much rounds up everything. So thank you for listening. Head over to arcadecity.com, www.arcade-city.com. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes and podomatic.com. You can tweet us at arcadecityuk. Facebook is facebook.com/arcadecityuk. YouTube is youtube.com/arcadecityuk. And the most important thing, email us. Let us know your feedback. If you want any questions read out, just like Dave in Leeds, podcast@arcade-city.com. Tell us about your favourite games, you know, what you like doing. Give us some feedback. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So,
yeah, cool.
Martin,
Matt,
Paul.
It's been emotional.
Beer. We've had a good one. Everybody,
thank you
care.
To our Thanks sponsors over at Budweiser for this evening.
See you guys soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.